How close are you? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you are starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities and duties and tasks and obligations, your heart and your head, your whole body is showing that you're exhausted, you're weighed down, you're looking very, very stressed out, would you please remember to laugh today? Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Laughter is the oil it takes the friction out of life. You got to laugh, folks. And if you do that today, if you make every effort to share a laugh and maybe to even make somebody laugh, maybe someday, what is it contained in this prayer may apply to you also. It's called the Clown's Prayer. Lord, as I stumble through this life, help me to create more laughter than tears, dispense more happiness than gloom, spread more cheer than despair. Never let me become so indifferent that I will fail to see the wonder in the eyes of a child or the twinkle in the eyes of the aged. Never let me forget that my total effort is to cheer people, make them happy, and forget at least for a moment all the unpleasant things in their lives. And Lord, in my final moment, may I hear you whisper, when you made my people smile, you made me smile. Love that. I really, really do love that. And so what I want to say to you today is, you don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. You don't necessarily laugh because you feel good. You feel good because you laugh, because it releases those natural painkillers called endorphins. Make an effort today. So when I said at the beginning of the program, how close are you? Were you saying to yourself, how close to what? Well, let me tell you right now what I'm referring to. Because the scripture passage I want to share with you today comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 34. And the sentence is, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Now, you know the context for that, or let me give it to you if you don't. It's when the man comes up and he asks Jesus, what is the greatest kingdom, greatest commandment? Jesus says, well, the first is love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. And the man says back to Jesus, well said, Rabbi, well said. Truly, those are the two great commandments. And Jesus, very pleased that the guy caught on to what he was trying, his message that he brought into the world. He says to the guy, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Isn't that music to our ears? Would be if we could hear, you are not far from the kingdom of God. You know, and some of you listening to this program today, that's exactly true of you. You're not far from the kingdom of God. What I do? Just make you squirm? Do you find it hard to believe that you're not far from the kingdom of God? All right. If you're having a difficult time believing it, let's go back to the original teachings, the original message of Jesus. How do you know if you're close to Jesus? Well, fundamentally, it's always the fruits, your actions. Do the things you say and do. Make it very evident to everybody, and hopefully including yourself, that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. By their fruits you shall know them. I talk about that all the time because, you know, it's not how much you pray. It's the fruits of your prayer. Love. Are you genuinely a loving person? With each passing day, are you growing into a more and more loving person? That's what Jesus says. And if you are able to say that, given all your human frailty, given all your blind spots, given your backsliding, because we know growth and holiness is two steps forward, one step backwards. Yeah, given all that, the fact of the matter is that If you are making progress in these very areas, then you are not far from the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of justice and love. And if you're trying to be just and you're trying to be a loving person, in the face of great obstacles, in the face of great resistance on the part of some people, the fact of the matter is, you are not far from the kingdom of God. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you act like Him. You realize that there will always be struggles in your life to be faithful in your Christian walk. When you are not faithful, what do? You ask for forgiveness and move on. You let every day be a new day. You don't dwell in the past. You dwell in the past, you're going to dwell in guilt. All of us have a checkered history. Some have a very checkered history. Some have a history that embarrasses them terribly now that they handed their life over to Jesus. But there is nothing you could have done in the past that rule out the possibility of you still becoming a member of God's kingdom. Jesus, when He ascended into heaven, He said, I am going to prepare a place for you. As long as you can breathe, as long as you can whisper, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And you do that with all your heart, mind, and soul, well, then you'll be like the good thief. Remember me when you come into your kingdom, He said. He had scolded the other thief who was cursing life by saying, we deserve it. This man here is a just man. Never, never, never give up. Never give up believing that you are not far from the kingdom of God. And all the road signs are there. You know, this is not tricky here. You don't have to do a map quest. But if you're going to do a map quest, the place to go is to the Word of God. The Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Nice, huh? I didn't make that up. You probably have heard that. That's been around a while. But nonetheless, it makes a good point. You want to use the language of travel. You want to talk about getting a map quest done. Searching. So you can stay on the straight and narrow path and get to heaven someday. You go to the Bible. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You attach yourself to Jesus. You become an apprentice. You sit at His feet. You listen to His words. You hear Him tell you time and time again. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of justice, peace, and the joy that is given by the Holy Spirit. Those who serve Christ in this way please God and win the esteem of others. Paul says that. That's a quote from St. Paul. Okay, so how are you going to spend the rest of the day? I don't know what time you're listening to this program. If you're listening it in the morning on the radio, if you're listening to it using your computer at another time of the day, how are you going to spend what minutes you have left in this day before you go to bed, before you doze off? Are you going to use them for good? Are you going to use them selfishly? Are you going to use them with anger? Are you going to become apathetic? Are you going to just veg out and try to escape from the world? Come on, don't do that. That doesn't make you close to the kingdom. That starts distracting you from the kingdom. It starts taking you away from the kingdom. You start following a voice of a different shepherd. And you know who is the good shepherd. No, you can't do that. Stay focused. You know, Jesus said, where your heart is, there your treasure lies. Make sure your heart is filled up with gratitude and praise and thanksgiving and adoration so that when you're not busy, you're saying things. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. Please help me, Jesus. You know, when I'm in the car, when I'm walking, taking some exercise, when I have a break in my ministry, when I just take a sanity break, I go into that. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. Please help me, Jesus. Wonderful little litany. What does it do? It focuses you. And the more you let Jesus take up the innermost recesses of your heart, then what happens? Well, you draw closer to the kingdom. And it's not a long distance between where you are right now and the kingdom, because Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So we live in right now, not yet kind of existence. Right now the kingdom is at hand, not yet as far as us spending eternity in heaven. Give that, please, dear friends, serious thought. And don't be afraid to even say, not in a prideful way, I don't believe I'm far from the kingdom of God, because Father Scott doesn't think so. Today's food for thought. No matter what happens, somebody will find a way to take it too seriously. What a great quote for Wednesday when I'm always talking about laughing. Isn't that true? There are some people who take everything so seriously they never see the funny side of life. What a sad way to live your life. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for people who are grieving. They're grieving the death of a loved one. They're grieving the loss of their health. They're grieving the end of a relationship. They're grieving the loss of a job. They're watching TV and they're crying. They're going through the belongings of a recently deceased loved one. They're just grieving. Dear God, help them not to grieve without hope. We're all going to grieve. It's a common human experience. You live for any length of time, you have something to grieve about. God's not opposed to our grieving. God is opposed to the fact that we're grieving without hope. And having talked about the kingdom of God today, I'm hoping that, you know, you're making the connection here. If there's no kingdom, if there's no afterlife, then our grief would be intolerable. All right, today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Have you heard about the new shampoo for men? For men who are going bald? You know what it's called? It's called, What's the Point? Well, contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? I'd love to hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. I will faithfully take them to prayer. I'll be your prayer warrior, your prayer partner, call you what it may. But I'm there, going to be there for you, praying with you, for you. And let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. I just need your address. And of course, as I always ask on the program, could you send me a generous gift to support my hospital for the poor, the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico? Make it out to T, as in Thomas, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.